there are two ways to shine. You can be a candle or the mirror that reflects it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. There are two ways to shine. You can be a candle, or you can be a mirror that reflects the candle. Most of us are the candle. We are that loving candle, that beautiful candle that shines out. Wherever we go, people see the glow that we are. Wherever we are, people understand who and what we are. They know the reality that we are because we shine forth so dramatically, so brilliantly, so beautifully. They know exactly who and what we are. What kind of a person are we shining out? Or are we the mirror? Sometimes we go around being the mirror, and in being the mirror, that's not always the best thing to do, because we're the mirror for other people's unhappiness, we're the mirror for other people's attitudes, we're the mirror for the world about us, and as we are that mirror, we are sometimes the mirror for things that we do not endorse ourselves, we do not feel is what we want to do, and we do not feel is what we want to be. But we're still the mirror. We're still out there reflecting back whatever we see in the world. And how great that is. What a marvelous thing to look out and see the world and reflect back what we see. And when we see unhappiness or sadness or limitation in any way, and we reflect that back, what are we doing? Just what are we doing? What are we reflecting back? What are we telling the world that we think is important to be aware of? You see, when the world is shining out all these things, and we are merely reflecting them back, it's not our fault. It's not our fault, because we're merely reflecting back what we see out there. Whatever the things are that are going on, we see them and we're reflecting them back and we're showing the world, hey, look, see how naughty you are? See how bad you are? Well, truly, if we are beautiful beings, if we are lovely beings, what we are doing is shining forth who we really are. Now, who are you? Who am I? Am I a thoughtful person? Am I a loving person? Am I a kind person? Am I the kind of person that other people would like to have in their company, in their world? Am I the kind of person that wherever I go, I am that bright shining candle? Wherever I go, I am that light that lifts people up. Wherever I go, I am happiness. I got a sparkle in my voice. I got a sparkle in my heart. I'm happiness. Wherever I go, I'm happiness. Am I that? Is that who I am? Is that the experience that I give out into the world, happiness? Is my reality the joy, the goodness, the beingness that I am? Is that who I am? Well, I can readily tell by how often I have a smile on my face or a frown. If I ever have a frown on my face, I can be sure that I am letting the world shine on me, because frowns don't have to come from the inside, they come from the outside. And when we have frowns from the outside, that means that our candle's not lit too well. Our mirror may be okay, but the candle's not very well lighted. And it's up to us to light that candle. To light that candle every single moment of our life by saying, this is a good world. This is a wonderful world. This is a world of peace and harmony and goodness. This is the kind of world I want to live in. This is the kind of world that makes me happy. This is the kind of world that delights my life. And when I say things like that, then I am really doing beautiful things. I am really uplifting myself and uplifting all the world around me. When I say lovely things about myself, and I say lovely things about everyone in my room. I am the joy of life. I am the delight of life. I am the happiness of life. I'm the harmony of life. Whatever I do, wherever I am, whatever I shine forth, that's who I am. Whatever I shine forth, that's what my life is all about. If my life is all about being in peace and being in happiness and being in harmony, then that's what I'm all about. I'm all about being a love, being a joy. I'm all about being the truth. I'm all about being something very special. Yes, I'm all about being something very, very special. And that's just who I am within myself. So, wherever I go, I just shine forth that which I am. Wherever I go, I just shine forth the purity and the goodness and the love that's within my heart, within my soul, within my being. And because that's what I shine forth, that's what I am. Because that's what I shine forth, that's what all the world knows about me. That's what all the world sees about me. That's what all the world is about me. I am the light of the world. I am the sparkle. I am the candle. I am that which is the joy of the world. And because I am the joy of the world, I have that in my life. I cannot be a candle unless I have something within myself to sparkle. When I walk into a room, do I say, "Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. How are you today?" Or do I walk into a room with my eyes half closed, my head turned down, so no one can see my light, so no one can see the dim candle that I am? Or do I have my chest out and my chin up and my eyes sparkling forth, and I say, "Good morning, wonderful world, good morning." And when I say good morning to the world, it sparkles back a good morning to me. Because that's who I am, that's what I am, and that's all that I am. Good morning, world. Good morning, world. Good morning, world. My computer has a wonderful experience. I just let pictures shine forth on the computer as background. So when the computer is not being used, the pictures come up. And all of the pictures are of people who are smiling. They're all smiling for the camera. They're all smiling for perpetuity. They're all smiling to bring joy into my life again and again and again. And I think, hey, there's a lovely picture of Irene. Boy, what a beautiful smile she has on her face. Hey, there's Heinz. Look at that smile on his face. There's Sylvia. Oh, she's always sparkling, a twinkle in her eyes. And there's Ingeborg. My goodness sakes. I look at the pictures of Ingeborg, and she just got that twinkle in her eye and that smile on her face, and she just wants to be so happy all the time, all the time. Oh my goodness, and there's Ellen. Ellen, she not only has a twinkle in her eye, she's got a twinkle on her face and a twinkle in her body. She just is a happy, twinkling person. And when I see the pictures of me, I see me, yeah, smiling for our neighbor Art. Art is so photogenic. Every time you take a picture of him, he just looks so charming and so delightful. And then there's Daniel, always sparkling with that big old fat smile out there saying, "I like me, I'm a happy guy." And it's a wonderful world that we live in, just a wonderful world. And up comes Anita, and there's John Dainty, and there's Herbert Marty, and there's all the people that we know. And there's Doris, and there's Gertrude, and there's Jerome, Sabrina, my goodness sakes, and Silva, Mostrom, and Urban, and their Nathan, all of the family they have. What a world I have. And then these keep smiling up at me, keep smiling up, and they say, "Remember, you are the candle. You are the candle. You want to be the candle, or you want to be the mirror? You want to mirror what the world says, or you want to be the candle that lights what the world is?" And all the world looks at that candle and says, yep, that's me. Yep, that's who I am. Yep, that's the world that I live in. Yep, that's what matters to me. And when you say that, then what happens? When you say that, then everything is in divine order. Everything is beautiful. And everything is wonderful. There are two ways to shine. You can be the candle, or the mirror that reflects it. And what do you want to be? The candle, or the mirror that reflects it? I look at Miss Agawa, and Sybil is there, sparkling away, looking at all of her wonderful people that she's working with. The beautiful mother of her family. Yes, the beautiful mother of her family. And Christy, whenever she is around Ibuwe, she's got a smile on her face. And there's Gregor and Rochelle, smiling as they're standing overseeing their ranch. How wonderful. Yes, there are two ways to shine. And I am that candle. And I surround myself with wonderful candles, the reflections of the people in my world who are just beautiful, because they are a candle too. And in my world, everyone is a candle. Have a lovely day, and shine in every glorious way. I love you. I love you. I love you.